More than 400 public schools in Bangkok are closed today and tomorrow because of a toxic smog covering the city. It's so bad, the city's governor has declared the Thai capital a pollution control zone, which allows authorities to take measures like road closures and diversions to address the issue. Ted Howes is a sub-editor at the Bangkok Post and joins us now. Ted, thanks for your time. How bad is it there?
Well, look, I've lived here for 11 years, and this is the worst I've ever seen it. I haven't gone to the Air Quality Index website today. I don't need to. I just need to look out the window. I'm barely able to see the building on the other side of the road.
So it hasn't been this bad before?
No, it hasn't. And I think a lot of this is to do with the government 4 years ago said that they were going to try to fix this problem, but nothing has been done. There are still buses belching out diesel fumes. There are still trucks belching out these fumes. And there are so many vehicles on the road here, and there are basically no emission controls.
What's made the situation worse? I mean, you say, you know, the government said they'd addressed this 4 years ago, but clearly it's reached what you'd have to describe as a crisis point.
Well, it's a crisis point because people are really getting sick, and it's not just me. I'm coughing as I talk to you. This is a serious issue for the elderly, young people, certainly pregnant women. There's a thing called PM2.5, which is a measure of particles in the air. And these things are microscopic. And so surgical masks that I see a lot of people wearing do no good at all. I'm actually thinking about going and buying a gas mask today, and I'm quite serious about that.
Have other people done that? How are people responding?
People are angry. Of course they're angry, but a lot of Thai people sort of think, oh, there's a saying here called Mathanarai, you know, which is, it doesn't matter. But really, deep down, I'm sure that there are very angry people here.
So in terms of, you know, as a country, as a city, how are people coping? Are schools closed? How are businesses responding? What's actually going on?
Well, they're closing down schools today until the end of the week. You know, I mean, today's Thursday, but they make bizarre measures to deal with this. They get fire trucks spraying water up into the air in the hope that this will alleviate this problem. They're seeding clouds to try and cause downfall. You know, what Bangkok, you know, I can only really speak for Bangkok, really needs is a really good downpour. That would be a godsend.
So given, you know, there is anger, as you say, there's, you know, people basically can't function properly, what are authorities doing? What has been the response?
Well, the response so far, as we like it before, is to close down the schools, you know, which is just a response. It's not an action to deal with a problem. They talk about fixing up the vehicle pollution problem, but so far I've seen no real action.
So if there is no action, where does this all go? I mean, if people are finding this oppressive to be in Bangkok, where do you see this kind of... Where's the policy debate around all of this?
Well, there's been a lot of articles in op-ed pages, in papers calling for action. But, you know, where does it all go? I don't know. I really don't know, and I don't think anybody knows. I don't think the government knows either. I don't think they're equipped to deal with this problem, and it's as simple as that.
We've heard drones were also going to be used to help clear the air. How's that expected to work?
Yes, well, 50 The last thing I read was 50 drones are going to be spraying water into the air to try and alleviate this. I don't know. You figure that one out. do you really think that's going to work?
And are there any concerns about people burning incense sticks? Because I know that obviously there's the upcoming Lunar New Year celebrations.
That New Year thing's coming up. And I don't think that incense sticks are any part of the cause of this problem. And I think there would be an uproar if they tried to stop that. So I think that's just going to go ahead. They're going to burn incense and there'll be fireworks going off. And
people will move on. Any news of when the smog's likely to clear?
At this point, no. I might have said to you before, I didn't check the air quality index today because I don't need to. I just need to look out the window and I can see it. When is this going to clear? Who knows?
Ted, thank you so much for your time.
It's been a pleasure.
Ted Howes is a sub-editor at the Bangkok Post. Toxic smog has forced hundreds of schools in the Thai capital to close today and tomorrow. This is RN Drive.